the contract includes compromises over pay raises and health care. Al Nels, who's the school board president, says while costs keep going up, the district's finances have been pretty much flat. And four recent efforts to ask property owners for extra cash have been defeated at the ballot box.
We have not had a successful levy campaign for over 10 years for any new money to operate our district. We've added almost 1,000 students during that time. So it's been a real challenge.
Beaver Creek is not alone. Last year, emergency school levies failed to pass in Fairborn and Xenia, among other districts across the state. Beaver Creek has cut 75 staff, and the district is operating at a deficit. A new emergency levy will be on the ballot this November, and teachers' union leaders say their efforts will now turn to that campaign. Lewis Wallace, WYSO.